not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with any question, any story, any comment that you'd like to make. It's a kind of a lazy, well, actually, if I'm looking out the window here, it's almost a rainy Phoenix day. It's not raining, but it's very cloudy, which is unusual. The sun shines here about, I'd say, 330, 340 days a year. At any rate, today isn't one of those days. But let me get back to this, folks. I want to get back to this article that I was into, America is Going Fascist. The reasons behind this fear-mongering, the reasons why this administration doesn't care, the reason why they continue to spew forth their lies, because they're doing an outstanding job from their perspective of dismantling our liberties as we speak. Thousands of human rights, environmental, anti-war, and other citizens groups have been infiltrated by government agents, many of whom have clearly acted as agent provocateurs in order to undermine the group's solidarity and to legitimize police actions against them. Got a caller. All right, let's go to Don from Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good day, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Fairly well today. I can't complain, and if I did, you know, it wouldn't matter.
Right.
Say, I've got a theory, not necessarily fact. I mean, it's baseable by a number of things, that possibly the voting down of this recent legislation was done so because it violates a public law. To vote it in would violate an already on the books public law that brought in the Noahide laws back in 1991 by Daddy Bush, called Education Day. And this public law, 102-14, it was the 102nd Congress, the first session, House Resolution 104, Joint Resolution, was for the institution what's called the Noahide Laws. And in the Noahide Laws, it has morality laws in there that man laying with man is a violation of God's law. And so for them to put up any sort of law on the books that would violate the Noahide Laws that are... this public law, I stated it so people can look it up, would be going against public law.
Yeah, but Don, do you think that they'd even be paying any attention to that, or even if they were, if they'd care at this juncture? I mean, you know, we're talking about people who, you know, there's only a small handful of Congress critters in there who, you know, have any morals or ethics anymore anyway. So, you know, you're saying, I mean, that's a great theory, but are you saying that somebody might have actually looked at this and objected to it based on that contention or what?
Well, I think behind the scenes, your world bankers are very amenable and very responsive to these particular Noahide laws. And I think that all it is a gentle way of shaping the direction of people. And, of course, there are other Noahide laws. If people will begin to look at them, idolatry is a violation of the Noahide laws. And to their way of thinking, the worshiping of Jesus Christ is idolatry.
Well, I suppose it's...
There's extensive research about this.
Okay, I was going to say, I suppose it's a plausible theory. I'll hold you over if you want. We're going to take a break.
I'll hold over.
All right, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my caller, Don, on the line. Be right back.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from cloudy Phoenix, Arizona. We've got Don, the caller, on the line. Don, your theory is that this hate crimes legislation violates a public law, the Noahide laws.
The Noahide laws, you can go all over the Internet. There's an extensive number of websites that have researched this. And they've stipulated the public law, which this is all about. I've known about this for years myself, and I've followed it. And the precepts here and the guidelines for implementing laws, I'm sure there are those, because it is a public law, the researchers that or the aides that of the Senate's senators and the representatives are capable of researching these public laws to find out where and where they can and where they can't properly vote. So there are, and I'm sure there are those that don't pay attention, and there are those that maybe don't have the aids. There are those who do, and when word gets around at the tail end of something, hey, wait a minute, this goes against Education Day USA, designated on March 26, 1991, and it's public law number 102-14, we shouldn't vote for this.
Well,
and, I mean, it's fairly, you know, fairly structured.
Well, really the question is, you know, how many of them? I mean, we know that the, most of the Congress and the senators, they don't really read the legislation that they're voting on anyway. Only a small amount of them. I mean, none of them read the Patriot Act, you know, and a lot of this stuff has slid through, you know, covertly at different times when they're getting ready to walk out on holiday or whatever. So I don't know. I just, you know, it's, I guess it's a plausible theory, but I'm having a tough time getting my head around, you know, seeing these guys go in and actually looking up public laws and saying, oh, wait a minute, now this conflicts with that or whatever. I mean, I suppose it's possible. You know, I guess my next question to you, Don, would be, do you think that there's any savior in the form of these no-hide laws for S-1959 and the Homegrown Radicalization Act?
Could you be a little more specific about your question there?
Okay, S-1959, which is in the Senate right now, the Homegrown Radicalization Act, this the Homegrown Terrorism Bill. And I'm just, my question to you is, you think it's possible somewhere along the lines of these no-hide laws that there's a public law that would violate something by them passing this particular legislation as well?
Well, I'd have to research that a little more. Like I have this. To be able to answer that question properly, but I would say if it lines up with the no-hide laws, they'll pass it. If it lines up against it, they won't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you see the beauty in this is it has a very moral flavor to it, and the one thing in society that people will follow. If they don't follow a political law, if they don't follow an economic law, they're most likely to follow a religious law. That, I mean, it's like a three-pronged fish hook. You've got economics, you've got politics, and you've got religion. Now, I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm not talking about your belief in hereafter. I'm talking about religion, riglio, which is obligation. At its foundational definition. Mm-hmm. And if one of the prongs of the fishhook doesn't catch the mind of the individual, another prong will. And most people in the radio, internet radio that I hear, are very, very perceptive and very resistant to economic law. They're very perceptive and resistant to a lot of political law, but the place, the sleeper, and the thing that catches a lot of us is the religious law. And it's a three-pronged hook. And in my way of thinking, religion, politics, and economics are hinged at the hip. And it's like a three-pronged fish hook. And if one of the prongs doesn't hook you in the lip or hook you in the jaw, one of the others will. I mean, we're all susceptible to the economic system. We all have to work. We all have to use it.
Well, it's a plausible theory.
To the politics.
Yeah, it's a plausible theory, and it's a point well taken. I appreciate the call. I'm going to get back to this article, Don, but I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Okay, folks, I want to get back to this. I want to finish this up. The phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. Plausible theory. So somebody went in or possibly went in and looked under the public law, under the Noahide laws, and decided that the hate crimes legislation wasn't passable. Interesting. I don't know. I'd like to get other people's thoughts on that. But let's get back to this. Political opponents listed. America's Transportation Security Administration maintains a terrorist watch list of tens of thousands. And by the way, last time I looked, folks, it was like 775,000 Americans who are now subjected to security searches and arbitrary detention at airports. This list includes people like Senator Edward Kennedy. And maybe it should after what, you know, he put forth this hate crimes legislation, and respected constitutional scholar Walter F. Murphy. United States attorneys, CIA agents, military lawyers, and other civil servants who've disagreed with the Bush administration have been threatened and fired. David Horowitz and his colleagues have mounted a well-funded nationwide intimidation campaign that has university students spying on their professors, and that has successfully coerced regents at state universities to discipline or fire left-leaning professors like Ward Churchill. The regime's supporters have organized campaigns to damage the careers of artists like the Dixie Chicks for criticism of the president and his politics. The administration has Fox News in its pocket. It has paid journalists for positive coverage. It has disseminated misinformation through the media, and it's ferociously attacking critical journalists. Arrests of United States journalists are at an all-time high. The Bush administration's outing of CIA operative Valerie Plame was done in retaliation against her husband, Joseph Wilson, whose New York Times op-ed piece exposed the lies that the Bush administration used to lead the nation to war. Worse than this, independent journalists appear to be marked for death by American forces in Iraq. In her Huffington Post article, Naomi Wolf writes, "The Committee to Protect Journalists has documented multiple accounts of the United States military in Iraq firing upon or threatening to fire upon unembedded, meaning independent, reporters and camera operators from organizations ranging from Al Jazeera to the BBC." Now, when they say unembedded or independent, that's those reporters who don't join the program and see it from only one side, one standpoint, which is the military standpoint. In some cases, reporters have been wounded or killed, including ITN's Terry Lloyd in 2003. Both CBS and the Associated Press in Iraq had staff members seized by the U.S. military and taken to violent prisons. The news organizations were unable to see the evidence against their staffers. The goals of these tactics, as she writes in The End of America, is to create a new reality in which the truth can no longer be ascertained and no longer counts. Excuse me. Okay. In recent years, prominent Republicans like Ann Coulter, Melanie Morgan, and William Kristol have accused liberal journalists of treason and espionage for publishing leaked material damaging to the administration. And in February of 2007, Republican Congressman Don Young and congressmen who willfully take actions during wartime that damage morale and undermine the military are saboteurs, and they should be hanged. This would be amusing if it were not for the Bush administration's revival of the draconian 1917 Espionage Act after half a century's slumber. And finally, the Bush administration shows contempt for the law. In the book, the excuse me, boy, I got a frog today, folks. Excuse me just a second. In the book, The End of America, Naomi writes that Bush has used more signing statements than any previous president, and by doing so has relegated Congress to an advisory role. This abuse lets the president choose what laws he wishes to enforce or not, overruling Congress and the people. So Americans are living under laws their respective representatives never passed. Signing statements put the president above the law. He has also gutted the Posse Comitatus Act, as we all know, which was created to prevent the president from maintaining a standing army for use against American citizens. Naomi writes that the 2007 Defense Authorization Bill lets the president expand his power to declare martial law and take charge of the National Guard troops without the permission of the governor when public order has been lost. He can send these troops out into your streets at his discretion, overriding local law enforcement authorities, and during a national disaster, an epidemic, a serious public health emergency, a terrorist attack, or any other condition. On its own, this is an incredible expansion of presidential power, but when combined with the use of military contractors like Blackwater, it gives the president almost dictatorial authority. Wolf shows that fascist shifts don't happen overnight, but rather over a course of years during which the fascist plans unfold at an accelerating pace. Germany in 1933 was further along this path than it was in 1931. And Germany in 1935 was farther along than it was in 1933. Well, got a break coming up, folks. I'll finish up this article when we get back. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to give me a call with a question, comment, anything you want to talk about. It's an open line Friday, folks. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. I got about a page left of this article, but I'm going to squeeze in a couple of callers here. Let's go first to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good day, Michael. You're doing a great job as usual.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to make a comment about the legislation, the hate crimes legislation, as well as the 1959.
Right.
Now, who told us about the 1959? I forget his name. I know he's been on your show. And, of course, Minister Ted Pike has been informing us about this other piece of legislation that comes up every year, a hate crimes bill, a so-called hate crimes bill. And
right,
a lot of us got these two confused. I was calling my these two guys have to get together and share their information because there's a glitch in between them, and this is what it caused this patriot to do. I was calling last week and the week before on 1959. Well,
mm-hmm.
I hear the Minister Pike get on the air the other day or the day before and saying, oh, the bill was defeated. Thank goodness, you know. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, well, my call counted. And then it was on Stadmiller's show. And Stadmiller says, well, now, which bill is which? And it wasn't even the bill I was calling on. And according to Ted Pike, the bill I was calling on is not imminent until January or something like that.
I believe that's a funding bill, a military funding bill that had this hate crimes legislation attached to it by Senator Ted Kennedy, and they stripped out the hate crimes portion of the bill. Now, S-1959 is still in the Senate, and that's the homegrown terrorism, the, you know, radicalization act. This is as serious, or even if not more serious, than the hate crimes legislation was. Now,
what
so
I'm
we
saying
have a,
is, these guys, two guys, for my benefit, they need to get together and talk. Ted Pike and the other guy, I don't know his name.
Okay, now I'll tell you what, Dylan, you have to forgive me, but I'm not even sure that it was one of my guests that brought it up, because I ran across
if he wasn't your guest, he's been on a lot of RBN shows, the guy who told us about 1959, who was not Ted Pike.
Okay.
And see, I should have been calling about the bill that Ted Pike just said got defeated, thankfully, but I was calling about this other bill, which was not imminent. And there's an information glitch there.
No, I mean, it's a good point. And I'm just, you know, scratching my brain right now trying to figure out who it was. Maybe it was a Jim Kerwin that brought up.
I don't know his name. I wouldn't be able to tell you if you said it.
Okay. But at any rate, no, it's a good point. It's a point well taken. And I heard John's show with Ted Pike up there. And yes, there was some confusion. Even John was a little confused over it. You know, he had to go through it a couple times to get his head wrapped around it. And frankly, Dylan, I get confused about it sometimes. You know, these bills come through so fast and furious, and there's, you know, they'll attach it to another bill. And then, once it goes out of the House and into the Senate, they change the number on it. So, yeah, it's a full-time job just trying to keep up with this stuff. You know,
I'm thankful for both these brothers, Ted Pike and the other gentleman, for doing this work.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful for you for doing the walking and getting on the telephone, because this is not an easy job. You know, us guys like you and the other listening audience out there that take the time to do their due diligence. You know, we're fighting a battle, and we're a small minority here. And it's because of people like us that get on the phone, that do the work, that get these bills defeated, and the dumbed-down, mind-dumbed American public doesn't have a clue that you're in a war here, you're fighting this battle for them, and then you get rewarded by them calling you a tinfoil hat-wearing idiot, which you're part of the reason, Dylan, and
I'm part of the tinfoil hat brigade, brother.
You're part of the reason why these people are still walking around with any freedoms at all, my friend. You know,
Central Texas Company 587 here, Tinfoil Hat Brigade. I'm serious. And let me tell you, this is what it takes to do what I do. When you want to call the Congress, you got to get your little finger stretching exerciser and exercise the night before. And then so the next day you get up, you're ready to punch those buttons on that phone. And then the night before, you do meditation, breathing, yoga exercises for 5 hours. You know, and just really get down in that breath, so that when you when they pick up the phone, you say the switchboard operator, Senator Cornyn's office, please. You know, and they transfer you over. And then when the other guy answers at Senator Cornyn's office, you say, tell the senator not to vote for Bill 1959. You know, it really takes a lot of preparation. It takes, like I said, you got to do those finger exercises so that you can press the buttons on the phone. And you got to do the breathing exercises so you can say all that I just said.
I hear you, man. Well, listen, I got to run. I got other callers on the line, but I want to thank you, Dylan, for your patience, because yes, we can't get it right all the time, and all of us sometimes get confused. But I appreciate your diligence, and I appreciate the efforts you put forth, and I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot,
thank
man.
You.
Okay, before the break, I want to go to Max in Ohio. Max, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Max?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on?
I'd like to make a comment today about Ron Paul.
Okay.
I think Ron Paul's probably the best guy we've had in years to run for the White House.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Ron Paul's going to have a problem getting on the Republican nomination. I know he's got a lot of support. He's got a lot of backers. But you know as well as I do that the CFR and the Illuminati is not going to let anybody that's not one of their members get the nomination.
I fervently, Max, listen, we got to go to a break. I'll hold you over if you want, okay?
Okay,
I fervently
I
agree with you. And my vision is I believe that he's going to wind up running on an independent ticket. But anyway, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I will finish this article, folks, but be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you from cloudy Phoenix, Arizona. Got Max on the line talking about Ron Paul. Go ahead, Max, continue.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I think the only way he's going to get anywhere is to run as an independent. I would not venture to guess who he would pick as a running mate, but I've always kind of liked Cynthia McKinney. I think she's a level-headed individual, and I think she has the good sense to realize the American people want honest government and not a bunch of corrupt people like we've got in there right now.
Well, I give her credit. She's got the cojones to challenge these people. And on the subject of Ron Paul, I ran across an interesting phone poll that's being conducted throughout the United States. And it's asking the questions, it's a one question, which candidate would you vote for in the Republican Party? And then it lists 5 of them, Fred Thompson, Rudy Giuliani, and so forth. And it says if it's none of the above, press 6. And if you don't want to be called back, press 7. And so as I viewed this clip, this gentleman was a Ron Paul supporter, and he pressed 6 to vote for another candidate. And interestingly enough, their 6 was the 7. In other words, they say the 6 is to vote for another candidate, but when you press 6, it's the same message as 7, which is, okay, well, we won't call you back and we'll take you off the list. So they're putting out these polls, and they're slamming them in such a way that if you don't vote for the candidate that they want you to vote for, your vote's not going to count on the poll. And I think that's atrocious. Anyway, I just want to throw that in there, Max. Go ahead, continue.
And I have one other comment. I think the reason that these people like Kennedy and Feinstein and people keep trying these stupid laws that they're trying to pass, especially against gun owners and freedom of speech, is because they don't fear the American people anymore.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, and there's good reason not to fear them, because let's face it, they don't do anything anymore. I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. I just took a trip down to Mexico a few weeks ago, and I was watching a demonstration, a march from the top of a mountain outside of what city it was, but it was over 100 miles from Mexico City, and these people were marching to Mexico City, to the steps of the Capitol. And you don't see American citizens doing that. And it was for, I don't even remember what it was for, but it was some religious thing that they had going on. But the participation that you see in events, you know, over the border, are tenfold, or maybe even 20 or 30-fold higher than here, because the American people are so distracted and entertained with all this mindless nonsense, whether it be commercial television or whether it be video games or whether it be, you know, playing golf or whatever they're doing. Okay, they just don't have time for it, and they've been propagandized into believing that their freedom is based on how much money they have in the bank, you know, or how many credit cards they own or whatever. I mean, it's disgusting. So, you know, that's my take on it.
I got a question to ask you. Can you legally own firearms in Mexico?
No. Well, yeah, you can. You can, from my limited knowledge of it, and I ask that question. You can, if you get a permit to do so. Now, I don't know what getting a permit entails. I really don't. I suppose it's like anything else. I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention to it at the time I was down there, because I was down there for 5 days just, you know, reporting, researching on what it would be like to live there, what the difference in the culture is, you know, what the differences are in the prices and so forth. But that wasn't my main focus, was guns. I do know that, yeah, you know, unless you have a permit, no, you can't own a gun down there. But, you know, I don't know that you need guns down there. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's something that I probably should have looked into closer, but didn't, Max.
Mm. Okay.
Anything else?
That's all I wanted to say today.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Have a good weekend, Max. Mm. All right. All right. I'm going to finish up with this article, folks. Phone lines will be open, but I'm going to go ahead and finish this. I got one page left. And it's the article, America is Going Fascist. It says, America in 2007 is farther along the path to fascism, by the way, than it was in 2005. Just similarly, like Germany was is farther along the path, or was, in 1935 than it was in 1933. America is farther along the path than it was in 2005, or that it will be in 2009, provided that a massive pro-democracy movement, complete with impeachment proceedings, doesn't reverse the shift while there's still time. A simple Democratic victory in the 2008 presidential election won't do the job unless the institutional and legal environment created by the Bush administration is thoroughly dismantled. Regardless of whether the next president is a Republican or a Democrat, he or she will inherit a legacy of centralized power that a democracy simply cannot tolerate. Now, unfortunately, during the shift opposition, politicians and activists still tend to perceive the world through a democratic frame of reference, and this prevents them from seeing that their opponents are no longer operating within this frame. as the opposition is trying its box or is tying its boxing gloves, the fascists are breaking out the machetes. Naomi Wolf's work has its problems. She doesn't acknowledge that black and indigenous Americans have long lived under quasi-fascist rule. She doesn't examine the role that previous administrations have played in setting the stage for the Bush regime. And she doesn't acknowledge the roles played by corporatism, widespread social dislocation, and the radical Christian right in the rise of the fascist American zeitgeist. Now, despite this, the book The End of America needs to be read by as many people as possible. Naomi writes about America, but Canadians don't have any cause for comfort. Canadian and American military forces are already deeply enmeshed. Thanks to NAFTA, we're tied at the hip to the American economy. While the Security and Prosperity Partnership is integrating our country's security forces and harmonizing our no-fly lists, the Harper government is eager to kowtow to the Americans, even to the point of refusing to advocate for Canadian citizens on American death rows. The powerful think tanks and lobbying groups that influence our provincial and federal governments, such as the Fraser Institute and the Canadian Council of Chief Executives, either can't see the shift for what it is, or they don't care. More than all of this, however, it is a simple reality that once the shift is complete, the American government will act even more irrationally and belligerently than before. Canada has resources like oil and water the United States is going to need, and the Canadian border is less defensible than the French border was in 1940. Americans and Canadians have to fight back more fiercely than ever before, to organize and lobby and fill the streets with mass protests, which is just what I was talking about before, folks. I would love to see the American people stand up against the lies and push for impeachment and march on the White House in millions of mass, but they won't do it because they're too distracted. Let's see, fill the streets with mass protests to raise awareness and forge alliances with anyone opposed to totalitarianism, regardless of whether they're liberals, socialists, or conservatives. We have to take all the steps that have rescued dying democracies in the past and to take them immediately in the desperate hope that it isn't already too late. And then I look here at, I look back at this H.R. 1955, which is now S. 1959, and I'm looking at what Ron Paul has to say about it. He said that, and this is Ron Paul, by the way, he said he regretted that he was unavoidably out of town on October 23rd, when the vote was taken on H.R. 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. He says, had he been able to vote, he would have voted against this misguided and dangerous piece of legislation. The legislation focuses the weight of the United States government inward towards its own citizens under the guise of protecting us against violent radicalization. Under the guise. I would like to note that this legislation was brought to the floor for a vote under suspension of regular order. These so-called suspension bills are meant to be non-controversial, thereby negating the need for the more complete and open debate allowed under the regular order. It is difficult. Now, this is Ron Paul talking, folks. It is difficult for me to believe that none of my colleagues in Congress view H.R. 1955 with its troubling civil liberties implications as non-controversial. There are many causes for concern in H.R. 1955. The legislation specifically singles out the Internet for facilitating violent radicalization, ideologically based violence, and the homegrown terrorism process. In the United States, such language may well be the first step towards United States government regulations of what we are allowed to access on the Internet. And by the way, folks, this includes all of us, all of you who are listening on the Internet streams right now. This is all of us. You know, this broadcast, we're broadcasting via the Internet and microstations, some AM and FM stations scattered throughout the United States. But, you know, we have a good listening audience on the Internet. And Ron Paul goes on, are we for our own good to be subjected to the kind of governmental control of the Internet that we see in unfree societies? This bill certainly sets us on that course. This seems to be an unwise and dangerous solution in search of a real problem. Previous acts of ideologically motivated violence, though rare, have been resolved successfully using law enforcement techniques, existing laws against violence, and our court system. Even if there were a surge of violent radicalization, a claim for which there is no evidence, there is no reason to believe that our criminal justice system is so flawed and weak as to be incapable of trying and punishing those who perpetrate violent acts. This legislation will set up a new government bureaucracy to monitor and further study the as yet undemonstrated pressing problem of homegrown terrorism and radicalization. It will no doubt prove to be another bureaucracy that artificially inflates problems so as to guarantee its future existence and funding. But it may do so at great further expense to our civil liberties, if they're not all gone already. What disturbs me most about this legislation is that it leaves the door wide open for the broadest definition of what constitutes radicalization. Could otherwise nonviolent, anti-tax, anti-war, and anti-abortion groups fall under the watchful eye of this new government commission? Assurances otherwise in this legislation are unconvincing. In addition, this legislation will create a Department of Homeland Security established university-based body to further study radicalization and to contribute to the establishment of training, written materials, information, analytical assistance, and professional resources to aid in combating violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism. I wonder whether this is really a legitimate role for institutes of higher learning in a free society. Legislation such as this demands heavy-handed governmental action against American citizens where no crime has been committed. It is yet another attack on our constitutionally protected civil liberties. It is my sincere hope that we will reject such approaches to security, which will fail at their stated goal at a great cost to our way of life. Those are the words of Ron Paul, folks. You know, I mean, I would love nothing more. And it is my hope, and I know it's the hope of a lot of you, if not all of you out there, that Ron Paul were to get elected. There's a lot of stumbling blocks in there. But, I mean, those eloquent words could not have been better spoken. You know, he's not the sharpest dresser on the block. You compare him to Mitt Romney, you know, and he's not going to win any beauty contests. But he speaks the truth, and this is why these people are so afraid of him. You put him up there on that stage, and you ask him a legitimate question about economics, about immigration. You pick your subject, and this man will take them all to task, and this is why they're scared to death of him. This is why I consistently run across this on the Internet, with him downplaying it, with him skewing the polls, with him stopping the polls, with them, you know, exaggerating polls. They do not want this man in there, and that caller that called in a while ago, I believe it was Max. You know, that's saying, I think that, you know, he's not going to get nominated on the Republican ticket. And you know what? I think, much as I hate to say so, I think he's probably right. But have we the knowledge now? Have we evolved enough in this society to where a person could get that much recognition, run on an independent ticket, and win? If that happens to be the case, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Ron Paul has said he wouldn't run on an independent ticket. However, I don't know that I believe that. I believe that as the situation unfolds, that if indeed he does not get the Republican nomination, I would like to think that he would, reconsider that, and that he would. Also, Max brought up the fact, you know, the possibility of Cynthia McKinney running as a vice president. Well, I don't know. You know, I've seen clips of Cynthia McKinney. I saw her have the cojones to stand up and challenge Donald Rumsfeld and his, you know, sidestepping song and dance where I believe the subject content was the Dying Corps and the slaves. And Donald Rumsfeld came off with a stupid one-liner about putting him in the penalty box. I mean, you know, these guys, their evil knows no bounds, folks. And here's a guy that is crystal clean. Here is a guy that has an exemplary record. He's always voted constitutional, and they don't know what to do with him. I would equate it, in a sense, I would equate it during the days when Jesus Christ walked the earth, is that they had nothing on him. They couldn't get anything on the man because he was clean. And in that sense, in a political sense of the word, voting constitutional on every issue, you know, not having any affairs on his wife, not compromising himself in the, you know, with underage what do you call those guys that run around in the White House? I don't remember. But the bottom line is, you get my point, is that he has not been compromised. Oh, they're pages. That's right. Thank you very much. I just got a Skype message here that says pages. Okay. He hasn't been compromised in any kind of a scandal whatsoever. And, you know, behind the scenes, they have to be pulling their hair out and trying to figure out what to get on this guy. So, you know, what's the next thing they do? They start trying to tie him in, or they start trying to tie 9/11 truthers in. And Ron Paul, you know, they've been trying to force him into that corner. And I have to give him credit. He's a brilliant politician, you know. Not that that was his calling. It's just that if you jump in an ocean with sharks, you better learn to swim with them. You don't necessarily have to be one, but you better know how to swim with them. And I think Ron Paul knows how to not only swim with the sharks, but I think he knows how to defend himself against the sharks. And that, my friends, is a positive note. Now, again, back to Max and talking about whether whether Ron Paul's going to, you know, be on the Republican ticket. With what I see coming out of the mainstream media, and by the way, as you folks know, you know, I don't personally own a TV, but I see these clips on the internet. What I see coming out of the mainstream media and the push, the slant that they have towards Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney and Fred Thompson and so forth, it's entirely likely that he will not get the nomination. But I believe in my heart of hearts that even if he doesn't, he's going to run it as an independent, and I believe he is going to give them one heck of a run for their money, whether he is nominated on the Republican ticket or independent. We'll be back with the final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from cloudy Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment here coming up to the weekend, folks. And speaking of the weekend, tomorrow there is a Ron Paul rally over at 2715 West Bell Road in Phoenix, Arizona. If you're in this area or surrounding area, I do believe that Robbie Noel is going to have a booth over there this weekend. Drop over, say hello to him, and maybe buy some gold or silver. Give you a chance to see some good speakers. I believe Catherine Albrecht's going to be there, Joe Bannister. Robbie's, I think, is going to have a booth outside, and you can shake hands with him and talk to him about economics and so forth. I'm not sure if it's going to rain or not. It kind of looks a little bit cloudy here. But at any rate, you know, Ron Paul, the hope that could save us, okay? You know, that guy's going to have, if indeed, if he were to get elected by some outside chance that he were to get elected president, he's going to have a tough, tough job ahead of him. This administration over the last 7 years has created such a quagmire. They have made such a mess of this country, of our laws, stripping us of our rights. They have created such a mess throughout the world. We have gone from being the most loved country on the planet to the most hated country on the planet, all because of this one man who is nothing more than a mid-level minion, George W. Bush, who's probably got part of his strings being pulled behind the scenes from Dick Cheney. And I've heard rumor, I'm not real sure how true it is, but it goes all the way back into the Reagan administration, having his chains pulled by George H.W. Bush Sr. For the last 27 years, it is my opinion that we've been being tag-teamed, folks, by the Clintons and the Bushes. And now they've got what most likely will be the Democratic nominee for the presidency, i.e. Hillary Clinton. So if that were to happen, if, by the way, there is an election, if that were to happen, we're going to have another 4 or 8 years of a Clinton or a Bush. And we've seen all of their track records. All of you out there, and a lot of you are more enlightened than I am, and you've done the research, been down the rabbit hole, you've seen the clips, you've, you know, read the journals, you've gone, you know, I don't know how many of you have read the unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush by Webster Tarpley, but, you know, the bottom line is that these people are nothing more than a criminal cabal. And a quick blurb out there for those the feds and the police and the government officials that are listening to me, which I know you are. Okay, you should take some time when you're off work, when you're not listening to me and you're not monitoring my website. Take some time. Do some research about these people. These people that you work for, and see their track record and see what they're all about. Because you might wind up looking in the mirror and questioning what you're really doing. People like us at RBN, other networks out there, the listening audience, a lot of them are doing nothing but trying to peacefully wake the American people up to get our constitutional republic back. That illusion that we were taught when we were children was where we were growing up and the country in which we lived. The awakened ones like us, like most of us, have realized that it is indeed that. It's an illusion. But it was a great illusion. It's a fantastic dream. I want to live that dream, folks. How about you? Oh, the end of another day. I want you to have a great weekend. Those of you who are in the Phoenix area, stop by the Ron Paul rally at 2715 West Bell tomorrow. I will see you Monday, folks. Talk to you later. Bye. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not.
with